This is the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Hi. This is where we talk about the little things that are great. Things to live for. There are so many ways of listening to our show. On the computer, your phone or tablet, or even your smart home device. Me, my favorite way to listen to podcasts or music is with headphones on. When you have a decent pair of headphones or earbuds, it feels like you're taking a high-quality speaker system with you wherever you go. You can just get so lost in the sound. One great thing about using headphones is when my wife Faith is tired or asleep. I can still hang out with her and listen at full volume without having to bother her. This works great when I'm watching TV late at night. Earbuds are really awesome when you're doing chores like vacuuming, power washing, or even mowing the lawn. They not only drown out the noise, but they somehow make these types of tasks just a little less tedious. Possibly the best thing about headphones or earbuds is how they can transport you to another place. You could be waiting for someone or something. Perhaps you're sitting in public transportation, or maybe you're just at home all by yourself. Once you put those things on, the music makes you imagine that you're in the middle of a concert. If it's a podcast, it feels like you're listening to an intimate conversation between friends. By the way, if you haven't heard 8D music with good headphones on, I highly recommend you listen to at least some samples. It's amazing how immersive the sound is. Thanks for joining this installment of Things to Live For, the two-minute show that focuses on the small but good things in life. Don't forget to check out our website, where you can access our entire episode archive. Faith is coming with a URL. Rick here saying, have a blessed day.
For more episodes of the Things to Live For podcast, visit our website, thingstolivefor.com. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.